大家早。
We will continue our last Sunday's sermon.
我们继续上个礼拜的讲道的主题。
Before we get into it, I would like to explain a little bit a certain special day for Christian.
在我讲道之前，我需要跟大家说明一下，有些对基督来说一些特别的日子。
The day that Jesus entered Jerusalem was on Sunday.
在耶稣进入这个耶路撒冷城的那天是刚好是礼拜天。
And that day, people call it Palm's Day.
然后那边那一天我们就叫做棕榈指日、
And remember that very evening that Jesus entered the temple.
大家记得当那天晚上耶稣进到这个圣殿 去查看的时候。
And then he went back to Bethlehem.
然后他又回到伯利大。
And the next morning, that means Monday, he.Enter the holy temple.
然后第二天一早，他又回到了这个圣殿。
And while he walked to the Jerusalem, he cursed a fig tree.
那在他经过的时候，进城的时候，经过的时候，他看到一些无花果树，他就咒诅这个无花果树。
And he went into the temple, and then he cleansed the temple.
然后这件事情以后，他就进入了圣殿，然后他开始洁净这个圣殿。
And he cast out a money exchanger.
然后他把这个所谓换钱的这些摊贩等人都把他赶走。
And he prohibited the merchandise in the temple.
然后这些做买卖的人他不准他们进入。
And then he left.
然后他就离开了。
And then Tuesday, he came back to the holy temple.
然后第礼拜二他又回到了圣殿。
And his disciples saw the fig tree withered.
然后这个门徒们就看到这个无花果树，哎，已经枯萎了。
And when he walked into the temple, then he encountered a chief priest.
然后当他在进入圣殿的时候，他就跟这些大祭司等他们就碰面了。
So we're going to read what happened.
然后我们接着就要讲的就是这个事情以后。
Verse 27, they arrive again in Jerusalem.And while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him.
马可福音第十一章第二十七节，他们又来到耶路撒冷。耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进来问。
By what authority are you doing these things? They asked. And who gave you authority to do this?
问他说：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？”
Because Jesus went into the holy temple yesterday and cast out all those stuff and people, and then he has done something that they felt that he got some authority. Otherwise, why? How dare Jesus did that?
因为我们知道礼拜一耶稣他进了圣殿赶走所有这些做买卖的摊贩洁净了圣殿以后这些宗教的领袖们就认为说既然你做这个事情你的权柄是从哪里来的
And Jesus answered I will ask you one question Answer me And I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things
二十九节耶稣对他们说我要问你们一句话你们回答我我就告诉你们我仗着什么权柄做这些事
So apparently they saw some authority coming from Jesus
很显然呢看到耶稣身上是有一些权柄
And they want to find out what is that and where it came from
他们要知道这个权柄是什么而且这个权柄是哪里来的
But JesusNot to bring up a question, and hopefully, if they answer, then Jesus will answer them.
然后耶稣就一个问答来回答他们的问题。如果他们能够回答这个问题的话，耶稣才会愿意回答他们。
And his question is, John baptism, was it from heaven or from man? Tell me.
问题就是说，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我吗？
They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him?"
他们彼此商议说，我们若说从天上来，他必说，这样你们为什么不信他呢？
But if we say from men, they fear the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet.
若说从人间来，却又怕百姓，因为众人真以约翰为先知。
Because John the Baptist was an escort for Jesus to let them know that Jesus is the one that God sent, the Messiah.
那我们知道，施洗约翰是给耶稣，等于是开道者，他是来让大家知道这位弥赛亚耶稣。
But they didn't want to listen to John.
但是他们不愿意去相信约翰的话。
So actually, Jesus used this opportunity to verify John the Baptist.
所以耶稣就用这个机会来印证施洗约翰。
Because if they say John came from above, then what he said they should believe.
因为如果是约翰，他们如果说约翰是从天上来的，那约翰讲的话，他们就应该信呢。
And because John said Jesus is the one God sent.
因为约是约翰讲得很明白了，耶稣就是天父这个派来的那一位呢。
But they dare not to say John was not sent from above, because they knew he was a prophet.
但他们又不敢说约翰是不从天上来的，因为他们知道百姓都知道约翰是一个先知。
So all these religious leaders they got stuck.
所以这个所谓的宗教领袖人，他们就卡在那里了。
So verse 33 says, "So they answered Jesus, 'We don't know.' And Jesus said, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things.'"
所以他们就说，回答耶稣说，我们不知道。耶稣说，我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。
That is the wisdom that Jesus revealed to us.
哦，这是耶稣真正彰显出他的真正的智慧。
See, if you don't tell me this, then I would not tell you this.
你如果不能回答我的问题，我就也不回答你的问题啊。
But even though Jesus didn't answer them, but Jesus find another way to answer them.
那这里耶稣他没有直接的回答他们，但是耶稣另外一个方式来回答他们。
He used parable.
他用这个比喻来回答他们。
Parable means.I'll tell something indirectly.
所谓的比喻就是用一种迂回的方法来讲一个真理。
Jesus dealt with those people with hardened heart.
I'm sorry.
耶稣面对的这些是一个刚硬的心的人 and also a stubborn neck.
这些人不但是刚硬的心，而且是硬着颈项的人民。
And rebellious mouth.
而且是一种反叛的嘴。
Maybe some parents start to sense that their youth is like this category.
也许我们当中做父母就想，哦，这是我家的青少年的写照。
So try not to irritate or provoke these people directly.
所以你不要直接的去这个激怒像这样的人。
So Jesus used parable.
所以耶稣就用一种迂回的比喻的方式。
Maybe parents need to learn how to say in parable.
好，我们做父母的，你要开始学怎么讲这个比喻。
Because Jesus used parable is still allow those people got the chance to repent because someday somehow they may remember what Jesus has said.
因为比喻有一个很好的办法，就是可以让这些人开始去想这件事情，即使当时。没有察觉他的真理，那日后你如果再去想的话，你可以琢磨出一个道理。
So when we start to learn about parable, we need to be very careful.
所以当我们开始要这个认识这个比喻的时候，我们必须非常小心。
We cannot pinpoint every detail, try to match the truth.
我们不能做一切的小小的小节地方，想要每一样的小节都能够去。去能够接触到一个去比喻到一个真理。
They may only focus on certain truth, maybe partial truth, to emphasize so people may understand what that means.
所以真理很可能他开始只是一个 接触到一个部分的真理，让人能够从这个显出来的真理，能够引申出更大的真理。
Okay, so the following parable, we would like to give you some hint at the beginning. So when we start the parable, you will understand.
所以开始给各位一些线索，让大家可以开始从这个线索能够引申出更多的真理出来。
The parable Jesus wanted to tell, he talked about a man or an owner.That represent God Father.
So we see here, 讲到一个主人，一个原主。这个原主就代表神，父神。
And also, there is a vineyard that represent Israel.
那讲到这个葡萄园，这个葡萄园就代表以色列。
And he put a wall around the vineyard that represent the law. The wall represent the law.
然后在这个葡萄园外面，它是围上的篱笆。这个篱笆就代表这个当时的律法。
And there is a pit for the wine press that represent God expect harvest.
然后在这个园子里面有这个压葡萄池，这个代表这个神他期待的要有丰收。
And also he set up a watchtower that represent God want them to be alert.
然后其中还有一个守望台，也就代表神要我们能够保持警醒。
And then God employee or hire farmers or tenant, and those people are Jews leaders.
然后这里有所谓的园户，这个园户就是犹太人的领袖。
Especially those spiritual or religious leader.
特别是所谓的宗教的领袖们。
And also God send His servant, and that represent prophets.
然后神也有派遣他的仆人，这个就代表先知。
And finally.My son, that represent Jesus.
最后讲到我的儿子，就是代表耶稣基督。
So before we start today's topic, is a little bit long and not very common way, because I couldn't find a very right way to express in the topic. I put it like Jesus' authority tested to reveal true blindness.
好，今天你们看到注意这个题目，我想出这个题目，也许有点好像太长了一点哈，因为这个不太好容易把它讲的明白。所以今天的主题讲的是主的权柄立场被检验，显明真正瞎眼的人。
Okay, last sermon we mentioned about God's authority revealed over 5 points.
我们上次提到神的权柄在五样事情上能够显明出来。
First is the people who is obedient to Jesus.
第一个是顺服的人。
Secondly is the animal, that donkey that Jesus sit on.
那第二个是神在这个动物身上也是有权柄。
And thirdly is the plant, the fig tree. When Jesus cursed, it withered.
那第三个植物，耶稣他咒诅的这个无花果树。
And the fourth one is the Bible, the prophecy revealed.God's authority revealed through the prophecy.
然后第四个所谓的经，这个经就是能够彰显耶稣的这个经文。
The last one is the holy temple because Jesus went into the temple and then cleansing the temple.
那第五个就是这个殿，就是耶稣他清洁的这个殿。
So all these reveal Jesus got the authority from above.
所以这五样都彰显出耶稣有从天上来的权柄。
And because he got those authority and he cast out or cleansing the temple, that irritate the high priest.
因为他仗着这个权柄洁净这个圣殿，就让这些所谓的宗教领袖们非常的不舒服，非常的愤怒。
And they question his authority.
所以他们就开始来责问耶稣，你仗着什么权柄在做这个事？
Jesus didn't tell the resources of the authority. Instead, he used parables to let them know.
So, Jesus 没有直接的回答说我的权柄在哪里，但另外用一个比喻来告诉他们。
Okay, we will start this parable.
我们现在就开始这个比喻。
He, that means Jesus. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it.Dug a pit for the winepress and built a watchtower. Then he entered the vineyard. He rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey.
第十二章第一节开始，耶稣就用比喻对他们说：“有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围围上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。”
So we have mentioned a man planted a vineyard. That means God built up Israel.
那我们刚刚讲到这个人就是神，然后这个葡萄园就是以色列。
And he put a wall around it. That means he put law around Israel. That means the commandment or the law, or now we say the Old Testament, just like a wall to protect them.
然后他就把这个律法，就是自己所讲到的这个篱笆，给了这以色列人用来做这个保护他们。
And he dug a pit for the wine press. That means he expect this vineyard.Should have a harvest, fruits, and crops.
然后他中间也挖了一个压酒池，表示他是期待这个葡萄园是要有丰收的。
And he also built a watchtower, asked the Israel people to be alert.
然后也盖了一个楼，就是一个瞭望楼，也就是表示他期待以色列人能够警醒。
And he rented the vineyard to some farmers. That means he let.Jews leaders or religious leader to develop the vineyard.
然后把这个园子租给了园户，也就是所谓以色列人的所谓一些宗教领袖，希望他们能够建造这个园子。
And at harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard.
然后到了开始要应该有收成的时候，就打发一个仆人到那个园户那里。要收这个葡萄园的果子。
So God sent a prophet to Israel.
所以神就派了一个先知去到以色列人那里。
And that servant is expect to collect fruit from them.
那这个仆人呢，他的任务就是要收回一些这个果子。
So God expect the Israel people, their life become mature, and they start to release life to benefit or bless others.
所以神的本意就是让这些以色列人能够灵命上能够成长，然后到一个地步能够对别人都有益处的。
But they respond like this. But they seize the prophet him and beat him and send him away empty-handed.
那他们的反应是什么呢？他们反应是把这个仆人拿住了以后打了他，然后叫他空手而回。
He beat them. They beat them, beat him, and then send him away empty-handed because.He was called to collect some fruit from them, but he went back with empty hand.
所以他不但没有收到果子，反而被这些园户打了一顿，空手而回。
And then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treat him shamefully.
然后他就再打发一个仆人，然后他们把这个仆人打伤他的头，而且凌辱他。
See, if you hit a person with fist, usually you hit their face.
So, 当你打一个人用拳头打一个人的时候，你应该是就打这个人的脸。
But if you hit their head, that means you humiliate that person.
当你打一个人头，就表示你是一种凌辱的这种。
So, firstly, just beat him and send him away empty-handed. But second one, They beat his head and also humiliate that person.
So we 看到第一个仆人是被打了一顿，空手而回。第二个仆人不但是被打了一顿，而且是打的是头，表示是一种凌辱。
And then he sent still another, and that one they killed.
然后他再打发第三个仆人，这个仆人他们就把他杀了。
So you can see they escalate the treatment.
我们可以看到这个暴力的行为是节节高升。
Now they kill the servant that the owner sent.
他们最后就是把这个主人派的仆人都杀掉了。
And the verse said he sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed.
他后来又打发好些仆人去，有些被他们打， 有被他们杀的。
As a matter of fact, Jesus started to tell those religious leader history.
其实耶稣在这里告诉这些宗教领袖们一些历史。
Because in the Israel history, God continues send His prophet to His people.
因为在以色列历史里面，神不断的派遣他的先知们。
And when they try to bring the God's message to them, they sometimes just beat them, sometimes humiliate them, and some of them they even kill the prophet.
然后这些先知们的所受到的待遇，有的是被打，有的是被羞辱，有的是被杀。
So in the New Testament, Hebrews, a book of Hebrews, they describe in the past God spoke to our forefathers.Through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
有中文吗？好，希伯来书啊，翻不到。
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖 ，so that happened in the history.
所以这些都是历史上发生过的事情。
And those prophets that God has sent to speak to His own people, they reject them.
这些神派去跟他的子民说话的这些先知们都被他们拒绝了。
So that is the fact that Jesus revealed to those religious leaders.
所以耶稣对这些宗教领袖所讲的事情都是一些事实。
And furthermore, in Hebrew mentioned, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things.And through whom he made the universe. 就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。So this is the conclusion in the New Testament.
所以这就是新约里面所画下的一个结论。
So we can continue Jesus' parables. He had one left to send.A son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, They will respect my son.
原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
As a matter of fact, Jesus, through this verse, he answered to those religious leaders.
其实耶稣在这里，这个经文就已经回答这些宗教领袖的疑问。问题。
That means I am that son, beloved son.
意思说我就是那位爱子。
And God the Father sent me here.
然后父神是把我派遣来的。
So we can tell that the authority coming from the Father.
所以这个权柄就是从父那里来的。
So in parables, Jesus did answer.
所以在这个比喻里面，耶稣已经回答他们，的确是回答他们的疑问。
And then he said, But the tenants said to one another, This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.
不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。
Inheritance means you inherit from someone, and all those inheritance belong to you.
我们所谓的产业就是承受产业，就从一个人承受下来。然后，当你承受了产业以后，这个产业就完全属于你了。
So we learned that Jesus was the only begotten Son.
那我们知道耶稣是神唯独一的爱子。
Why say the only?
为什么说是独一的爱子呢
？Because Jesus inherit whatever attribute of God the Father.In himself. That means he has everything God Father has.
因为耶稣就是从神父神那里继承了所有一切神的所有的东西以及他的本质，所有在耶稣身上。
So you see Jesus, you see the Father.
所以当你看到耶稣，就等于看到了父神。
But these tenants, they realize that is the Son.That he is going to inherit everything.
那这些园户就看到这个爱子来了，就说：“哦，这是要承受所有产业的人来的。”
These tenants, they were employed to develop the vineyard.
那这些园户是这个等于是佃户一样，他们是租了这个土地来把这个来整治这个土地的。
They thought if they kill the son who sent by the owner, then they can take over the ownership of the vineyard.
那他们就认为，如果把这个继承产业的儿子给杀了以后，这个所有的园地不就是属于我们了吗？
So this is actually the prophecy Jesus mentioned the last time about his own destiny.
所以这是耶稣他最后一次能够预言他的将来要发生的事情。
This is the last week of Jesus in the world.
因为这是耶稣在世的最后一个礼拜。
Before his crucifixion.
就是他在上十字架之前最后一个礼拜。
And he told the religious leader that you are going to kill me.
所以他等于是告诉这些宗教领袖说，你们要把我杀害掉。
And verse 8 said, So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard.
于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。
This is the exact picture after during the Jesus crucifixion.
这就是耶稣上十字架一个真实的写照。
They killed him and threw him out of the vineyard.
他们把他杀了，把他丢到园外。
And Jesus was crucified outside Jerusalem.
因为耶稣是在耶路撒冷城外被杀的。
That place called Golgotha.
那个地方就叫骷髅地。
And he was thrown outside the vineyard means he was handed by Gentiles.
因为这样说把他丢在园外，也就是说他被交在外邦人的手里。
He was crucified by Roman Empire.
他是被罗马帝国所钉的，钉在十字架的。
So through the parable, Jesus prophesies what he going to face.
所以在这个比喻里面，耶稣已经预言他将来会发生的事情了。
What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others.
这样葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。
So we can see that God's salvation turned to Gentiles.
我们看到这里，耶稣神把他的救恩从犹太人身上转移到外邦人身上。
So through the parable, actually, Jesus tried to give opportunity to those leaders.
所以这里耶稣其实是借着这个比喻来给这些犹太的宗教领袖另外一个机会。
And after the parables, Jesus want to convict. Those leaders.
然后在他讲完了这个比喻以后，他就要判这些人的他们的罪。
Haven't you read this scripture? The stone of builders rejected has become the capstone.
经上写着说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is trying to describe that these religious leader situation.
这个就是完全的形容这些宗教领袖他们的状况。
At that time, that people want to sculpture the stone, then firstly they need to go to the stone mine.
所以那个时候，当人要凿这个石块的话，一定要先到这个石矿的那个地方去。
And they need to search which rock is fit for their purpose.
然后他们要从那个很多石块里面找哪一块是他们最适合他们要需要的。
Michelangelo, he's very famous of a statue of David, the sculptor.
那我们知道米开朗基罗这位很大的意义，这个雕刻家。他当他要雕刻这个大卫王这个像的时候
，Has anyone seen David's sculpture？
有没有人看过大卫像的？
啊 ，Not many a woman 啊。That gonna
好像姐妹没看的不太多哈。
That's a naked body of a man。
因为是一个男性的裸体像。
And every year is about 1 million people, over 1 million people to view that sculpture.
每年大概有超过100万的人去看这个大卫的像。
And Michelangelo, he went to the stone mine and he looked and searched every location about those stones ready to for sale.
然后我们当初米开朗基罗在选这个石头的时候，他到过非常多的这个石矿里面，然后到每个地方去精心的选这个石头。
And he couldn't find any stone for the statue of David.
然后他找了很久都找不到一个很适合的那个雕大卫像的石头。
He was puzzled.
然后他就很困惑。
And he asked the owner of the mine, said, "Are these all the stone you got?"
然后他就问这个矿主说：“这就是你所有的石头都在这里了吗？”
And the owner said, "Yeah, that's all we can present to the."
那矿主就说：“对呀，这就是我们所有的石头了，都在这里了。”
And he said, "Are you sure there is no other stone nearby?"
然后他说：“你确定吗？真的是没有另外的石头在什么藏在什么地方吗？”
And the owner told him, said, "We only got a place. It's called junkyard. We don't think any value. We will dump it over there."
哦，我们的确是有个所谓的，我们叫做所谓这个废物的一个场所。我们认为没有用的东西，把它丢在那里。
And Michelangelo went over there.
然后我们这位大师米开朗基罗就到那个地方去找。
Wow, he found a rock there.
找那边有很多的石头。
And he said, "This is the one that I need."
他一到就看到那个石头，这就是我要的石头。
Even the owner of mine couldn't identify that rock is so much value.
连这个矿主自己都看走了眼，没有看到这块石头的宝贵。
So actually, the people who built the stone should recognize or identify because they are good at this business.
Yeah, 像这个以靠着石矿为生的人，他们应该懂得怎么样去鉴赏石头。
Actually, the conviction Jesus for those spiritual or religious leaders is based on these two verses.
然后耶稣对这些人的宗教领袖所下了一个判语，就是根据这两个经文。
See, let's try to think about these religious leaders.
我们现在来想一下，这个所谓的宗教领袖是他们这个情他们的状况。
They got Bible.
哦，他们有这个经，有这个经旧约的经。
They work in the holy temple.
然后他们是在这个圣殿里面所侍奉的。
Every day they go through many ceremonies.
每天就经过很多很多的这个典礼，很多很多的礼。
They got the law and the commandment in their hand.
然后他们有律法，有神的圣言在他们手里。
And when Jesus showed to them, they couldn't even recognize who he is.
So, 当耶稣这个神的儿子显现在他面前的时候，他们完全认不出来耶稣的身份。
Because everything points to Jesus.
因为所有的一切事情都指向耶稣。
The Bible, the temple,
这个经，这个圣殿。
The ceremony,
这个典礼。
The law, the commandment,
律法等等。
They are so close, yet so far away.
他们真的是近在眼前，但是距离又却这么的遥远。
That is what Jesus told them.
这是耶稣这里要告诉他们的事情。
But today I want to tell you, Christians.
今天我要告诉各位所谓的基督徒们。
You and I, we may be so close.Yet, so far away.
我们也很可能是觉得我们好像这么的近，但是又这么的远。
We cannot recognize Jesus' hand.
我们没有办法认识耶稣。
This may be a warning to us.
所以很可能这些耶稣在这里对着宗教领袖讲的话，很可能就是对我们的警示、警告。
Maybe every Sunday we thought we are very holy.We come to church to worship.
也许每个礼拜天，我们觉得这是主的圣日，我们来这里敬拜神。
We read Bibles.
我们也研读圣经。
And we pray.
我们也祷告。
We serve.
我们也侍奉。
But there is a possibility. we may be so close, yet so far away.
但是有一个可能，就是也许我们看起来是这么的近，其实是何其的遥远。
They are the religious leaders.
这些是宗教的领袖们。
Every day they got involved is whatever mentioned in the Bible.
他们每天就在浸淫在这所谓一些宗教的事情里面。
Could you imagine what make them blindness?
你可以想象吗？一个终日终身浸淫在宗教里面的人，为什么会这么的盲目呢？
They may claim that everybody are blind, but their eyes are open.
他们可以指控说，你们每个人都是盲目的，只有我是清醒的，我的眼睛是明亮的。
It's impossible. They don't know truth.
这是不可，几乎是不可能，他们不知道真理，几乎不可能的。
Brother and sister, sometimes the strongest of you, something you are very, very extremely good at, but because of this, blind your eyes.
弟兄姐妹们，常常我们是在我们最坚强的、我们最拿手的事情上，往往是很可能让我们眼睛瞎的。
Maybe you are eager or desperately to seeking for something. You are longing for something, and you thought if I grab this, then my life, my happiness will be established.
也许你有对一个事情是如此的渴望、如此的追求。你想说，我只要抓到这个事情，这就是我的救赎，就是我的解决之道。
But do you ever thought about this may be the very issue that block your eyes?
你们有没有想到，很可能这个你很想要得到、抓到这个东西，是使你们瞎眼的东西呢？
These parables try to bring us hopefully closer to Jesus.
我希望这个比喻能让我们能够更接近主，更接近耶稣。
May the Holy Spirit reveal to you, is there any possible anything that you thought that is so important, you are so good at, but yet that block the eye view to Jesus?
希望神的灵能够开我们的眼，让我们知道。我们在什么地方我们最渴慕的或者是最强项的最专业的东西其实是让我们眼睛这个看不到的原因。
Sometimes maybe your job, your career, or your family, something that you deem it so important, but that is too important than Jesus that make you blind.
有时候是我们的事业、我们的家庭等等，我们认为是多么的重要、最重要的事情，甚至于超过于神的重要性。这个时候很可能这个东西就是让你的眼睛看不到。
If I can invite the spiritual or religious leader here today to stand in front of everyone.
如果我今天有可能把这当时的那些犹太人宗教领袖邀请到站在这个里面的站在这里的时候
I think he will be very shamed.
我想他会觉得非常的非常的羞愧。
How could they not recognize Jesus?
他们会说我们怎么能够看不到耶稣这位真的神。
Maybe because of their pride.
很可能是他们心里的骄傲。
The arrogance.
他们的一些骄傲。
What I have done, surely in truth, never can be wrong.
他们心里有这样的一个所谓的自信，认为我所做的事情是不可能是错的。
Brother and sister, I would like to encourage you to think about this.
弟兄姐妹们，我请求各位能够在这个上面能够好好的想一想。
And ask Jesus to guide us.
然后求耶稣基督来引领我们。
Let us pray.
来祷告。